You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Good afternoon, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Here we are again on this marvelous Thursday afternoon, the Thursday that just keep rolling around faster and faster. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I am getting back to the final message of the podcast series entitled Be. And a week before last, I ended with talking about being one. A lot of focus in most of our teachings is on us as individuals, us growing, which we do need to grow. We need to be, but we also need to be one. We need to be the body of Christ. And that is being one. That is what the unity of faith will do for us, is bring us into that place where we're moving together, that we're supplying a need to the different parts of the body, and we're not thinking more highly of ourselves, or we're not staying in that lower realm of consciousness where you're right and I'm right and you're wrong, and I understand the scriptures better and I have a better handle on it. I'm a great man of God or a great woman of God, and you know, you are just still growing and you need to follow me and you need to use me as an example. I mean, all of that is it's a starting place, and it's a place where as we're evolving in our faith and in our understanding of Christ Jesus and the Godhead, and understanding that we are temples, and we are a temple that's housing the Spirit of a living God, and God is fully present in us, and yet He is in everything because He created everything, and His life is flowing through everything. Before I get started today, let's start in prayer before I start running off and into a teaching. Amen. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our lives this day. Thank you for your faithfulness to us and for loving us the way that you do. Sometimes we move about not being aware of how much we are being loved in a moment, like right now, just how much we're being loved and just how much we're being protected and cared for. But we want to take this time now to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for keeping and protecting us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Thank you for good health. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Speak to us during this time of this broadcast. You are the bread of life, Jesus. You give us life. You sustain us. It is better than the natural bread. And we thank you. And I pray this in your name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Again, welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. And this is your host, Pat Randall. And I am finishing up on being one, being connected to one another, understanding that connection and how that connection actually plays a major part in redeeming creation. That we are part of the redemption story. All of creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. That's us. That's us. And for those of you who feel left out because it just says sons of God, sons and daughters of God. We are God's creation. We are the sheep of His pasture. Amen. Well, let's sum up part 7. One of the things that we talked about in reviewing part 7 was that good or bad, saved or unsaved, we are all connected. And this world is the sum of what we have believed and how we have spoken and acted in those beliefs that we have, and how we have impacted each other, how we have impacted all of creation, this planet that we live on. And we continue to have trials and tribulations, which Jesus said that we would, because He understood the process. He understood that we would falter, that it was coming. It had not come in terms of manifestation, but He had already brought into this earth realm all that we need to be one with Him, consciously one with Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to be one with each other. That work is done. Even though we focus on sin like it is something that that is incomplete and it's the work of how do I want to say it? The work of bringing sin into complete control has been done. The sin that has brought man into this place where we've been acting separately from our Creator, Jesus has dealt with that sin of separation. That sin of doing our own thing, having our own agenda, being self-centered instead of God-centered. He has dealt with sin once and for all, and he dealt with it on the cross. Unfortunately, in history, in the history of the church, that has been a dominant theme about overcoming sin. And we've been kind of stuck in it because we have taken it on as our job to eradicate sin in our lives. And we have not received what Jesus has done for us. Sin is dead. It is dead, and whenever we revive the law and try to use the law as a way to deal with sin, thou shalt not, all it is doing is strengthening sin in our lives. The law is no longer for us. The law has been fulfilled through our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And we have to really learn to be good receivers of this finished work. Good receivers. And I know it is difficult because only because of our mindset, we have a tendency to only look at what's wrong. We have a tendency to gravitate toward negative things and to look at negative things, to point out negative things. And so we're just learning to go in a different direction, to have a different perspective, a different focus, so that we can see what has been prepared for us and we can let go of looking at sin, at trying to deal with our behavior. And as we know, and as we have seen, it is a battle that we cannot accomplish in ourselves. Jesus came. And he did it all. And we can live in that power, his power. We can live in that redemption. Glory to God. Anyway, so we are all connected, good or bad, saved and unsaved. And God wants us to be aware of this connection that we have to one another, so that we are doing things in a way our speech and our actions are saying that we are connected. And that is why we want to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. Hey, glory to God. Amen. One of the scriptures I read last week was out of Ephesians, where it talks about the oneness of faith or the unity of the faith. And it was saying that that is what we should be moving toward, this unity of faith or this oneness of faith. And it's in the knowledge, our faith, our believing, our trusting is in the knowledge of the Son of God. And to become mature believers in Him, having a spiritual completeness. Isn't that a glorious thing when you think about it? A spiritual completeness, that everything that we need is already with us because it has been placed in us. Our happiness is in us. Our peace is in us. Our joy is in us. Because the Spirit of the living God is in us. And so we have everything that we need. And so our desperate search for things outside of ourselves can begin to cease and quiet themselves. And we don't have to be so anxious. We don't have to be stressed out because we are trying to accomplish and we are trying to be successful. We're trying to be recognized. We can let all of that go because we are who we are despite anything that we ever accomplish. It still does not change who I am. I am loved. I am in the image of my Father. I am complete. I am in Him. I live and move and have my being in Him. In Him. So this unity of faith, this oneness in the faith, is becoming the body of Christ, where we're all connected. And we're aware that we're connected, and each part of the body is supplying a particular substance that's necessary to the other part of the body. And that each part of the body is important. There's no unsightly part. Everything is good. And when I talk about being connected with the saved and the unsaved, that's a reality for us because Jesus came to save the world. He didn't pick and choose. He didn't separate out, but He came to save us all. And He did save us all. But are all of us going to receive this salvation that we have? Maybe not all. Maybe not all in this lifetime. Some of us never actually have the realization, the revelation, until we're on our deathbed. Just before the final closing of our eyes and letting go of this physical world, do we see clearly? But we don't have to wait that long. We who are alive and well and not lying on our sick bed, and even if you are lying on your sick bed, you're still alive. We can live another way. We can live in Him. We can have our being in Him. We can be sustained by him. Everything that we need can come from him. Everything lives and moves and has its being in God. That's not a state that has to be earned. This is a fact. John 1 and starting in verse 1 says this: In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness has not overcome the light. Amen. And we know that Jesus is the Word made flesh. God continues to come after us. Jesus was the Word made flesh. He came into this world not to condemn it, but that through him we might be saved. Salvation. So these are the things that we know. We know that God has connected us through creation. We know that he wants, we're connected to everything, not just to human beings. We're connected to everything that is living. Everything, every atom and molecule that exists, we are connected to. We know that he wants us to become aware of this connection, to begin to, if you can just begin to appreciate the things that we take for granted, like the sun rising and the moon coming out at night and the stars, if you're in a place where you can really see them at when they come out at night, and the flowers blooming, like now it's spring and things are blooming and the trees have their leaves back on and things are green, and you know, and the ocean, and hearing the sound of the ocean, feeling the wind, the breeze of the wind, and the cool air on our faces. I mean, all of those things, those are things that tell us that God is present. And they're beautiful things. You know, these beautiful sunsets that we see and rainbows. And there's just such a variety of things for us visually to see that God would make things so wonderfully beautiful, and so many different types of flowers and so many different types of bugs and animals and mountaintops and trees, just all kinds of wonderful, wonderful things that demonstrate to us that God is alive in everything and that we are connected to all of this. And when we really begin to appreciate our planet, we'll take better care of it. We will take better care of it. And we take better care of our planet, and we will, and that'll move into us taking better care of each other. Amen. So staying aware of that connection. Because we are connected. That's a fact. And then third, I want to say, we know that what we believe, say, and do touches others. This is real. Luke 7, 1, 2 says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And the measure you measure, it will be measured to you. You see that connection? That relationship? The scriptures also tell us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever we've been accumulating on the inside of us, it comes out and it speaks. And it can either be a blessing to others when we speak it, or it can be a cursing. But we want it to be a blessing, right? The scripture tells us that we reap what we sow. It tells us to forgive so that we shall be forgiven. We're in relationship with everything. With all of creation, we are in relationship with it. And the fourth thing that we know is that our oneness of faith, or our unity of faith, is the answer to the groaning and the travailing of all creation. It is the answer. They're waiting. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Because when we manifest, which means that we are moving in our true nature, the things that we speak, the things that we touch, the actions that we take begin to have this impact that brings life. It brings life. And the fact that we can either bring life or we can bring death is something that we need to stay aware of. Choose life. Choose to bring life into this world. Choose to speak life into each other. Choose to do life with each other. We are all connected. And the world that we see is the sum of either we're sometimes moving in that connection and other times we're disconnected, dysfunctional. But it impacts us all. We were designed for separation, just like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're one. Separation is not a characteristic of God. It is not. This faith that we talk about, this being one in the faith, or this unity of faith, being in that space. The scriptures, James 11:1, tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. We put so much faith in what we can see, and not enough in what we can't see. We need to move to that place where we understand that what we can't see is so much more powerful, and how it will impact the things that we shall see. And this unity of faith, this oneness of faith is going to be characterized by love. That we will speak the truth in love. That we will be growing up in all things in Him, staying connected to the vine. We are operating in this love and expressing things that are found in Christ. And it transforms us and those that we touch. Acknowledge the connection. That you're connected to everything on this planet. To everyone on this planet. And how you see that connection matters so much. How you respect that connection. The kindness that you display in the connection, in being connected. The mercy that you display in being connected. This is what it's all about. It's not about going up to Capitol Hill and having laws change, changing our government. What is our government? Our government is the connection of people coming together in relationship and operating in that relationship. So if that relationship is dysfunctional, then the government is going to be dysfunctional. Any organization, these church institutions, will be dysfunctional. Because of how we relate to one another. If we're not being, how are we going to be with one another? We have to start to live in our being and then being with one another. This is where we're headed. The truth shall make you free. And sometimes it's a little painful dealing with the truth, but you don't have to be afraid to see things as they really are. Because you're not alone. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort and to guide and to direct. As you start to see things as they really are, call them by their name, and tell them that they don't belong. This is not who I am. Well, I'm going to stop right there. Amen. Continue on this journey. The titles may change, but I'm sure there's no way that I cannot touch in this area. Because this is where God is moving us. I believe that this is a time where we're seeing things as they really are. And it's kind of difficult for a lot of people. A lot of people are angry. They'd rather receive a lie than to see things as they really are. Because it's painful. It's painful to look at, to see it. But we must embrace it and let it have its purpose so that we can walk in the freedom that comes from truth. God bless you, and thank you for listening to me today. Amen. I love you all. I want to remind you that tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And the first Monday of the month is coming up, and Monday the 7th. And that's Lifeline with Apostle Shirley at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we all look forward to her broadcast. She's had a really good message going forth. So God bless you. Let me just say a quick prayer before I just close out. Father, we thank you. We thank you for coming together to search out the truth in you. We thank you that you are the strength that we need to face the things that we may not want to face, the things that we may not want to look at. But I thank you that you give us the strength to look at them and to confidently see that it's not who I am. I can let it go. It serves no purpose other than to distract or to tear down or to cause pain. So I let it go because there's no life in it. And I let the life of your spirit, the light of your spirit, come in and cleanse and wash. We praise you for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you next week. Well, we'll connect next week. Amen. God bless.
Say yes to your will. see, yeah.